It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Well, I don't know about you, but I had to turn on my furnace yesterday morning, something I didn't expect to have to do in June. What's up with this weather anyway? Cold and wet doesn't feel like a typical summer, does it? We talked to a meteorologist about what's impacting our temperatures and what to expect the rest of the week. Do you feel it's been cooler this month? Or maybe you feel, well, this is typical. It's on par with what you remember from past Junes. And what have you observed about the recent weather? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Mark Kavinsky is a forecaster for the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, it may seem cooler this June compared to years past for some folks. What do the records actually show, though, on that front? Are we really experiencing unusually cool temperatures?
Well, we checked, and so far this June, for the first 18 days of the month, it really, you know, it's felt pretty cool out there. Temperatures have been averaging below normal for the first 2 weeks, but we checked, and really it isn't that unusual. We checked for Madison, and it's about the 53rd coldest June on record, kind of middle of the pack, going back to all the records, you know, that we have. Milwaukee's about 51st coldest. And a kind of walk outside Milwaukee, it's about the 26th coldest. So it's really not that far off the norm. It's just felt that way. Green Bay is running about one degree below normal for the month. La Crosse is about 8/10 of a degree below normal. So we owe it all to the clouds and the showery weather that we've had for the first couple of weeks of June. It's carried over from May. May was really cloudy and cool. We owe it all to those steering winds in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Those have kept us in a northwest to west flow that's resulted in occasional cold fronts coming through. And the cold fronts have brought occasional showers and a few thunderstorms to the area. But yet, so far in June, we have had a couple of days in the 70s and 80s. So that's resulted in, the temperatures kind of in the middle of the pack and far off normal.
I noticed that in your list of Wisconsin cities and their weather, you left out Superior. I can tell you, since I live here, that since the beginning of May, I think we've had at least 3 or 4 days every week when the wind has been out of the east or northeast. And for folks in Superior, that means the wind is coming in off of that 38-degree water in the Big Lake, and it's just been cold and wet here and is really interfering with one of my retirement plans, which was to be able to wear shorts 12 months a year. Have we had a lot more northeasterly winds this spring and summer than we normally get? It just feels like we've been hit almost every day with it.
Well, John, I have a solution if you want to wear those shorts, every day of the year. Just head south.
Well, I spend my winters in Arizona for exactly that reason. I leave when the snakes wake up, though. So what's causing our temperatures? What are the factors that affect our temperatures this time of the year? What's the combination of factors that could produce cooler or warmer temperatures for us?
Well, like I said, the steering level winds, the steering winds at about 10,000 feet, those have been consistently out of the west and northwest, and those have been pulling down cool Canadian air, occasional cold fronts moving through the area. That's resulted in those winds switching to the northwest and then north and northeast up there in far northern Wisconsin, and that's been bringing the very cool air across Lake Superior into the Superior area. And otherwise, other areas across northern Wisconsin feeling the effects from the cool Great Lakes temperatures. I just checked what's going on at Lake Michigan, and it's running about 7 degrees below normal for this time of year. I just checked, and the average Lake Michigan temperature is running about 49, whereas for mid-June, it should be about 56. So that's 7 degrees below normal before this time of year, and that's similar to what we were seeing in 2014. So it's not all that unusual, but we are running about 7 degrees below the long-term average, which goes back to 1992, for Lake Michigan. I'm sure Lake Superior is also running well below the normal for this for mid-June.
Let's take a caller. Dan is calling in from Drummond this morning. And Dan, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
The thing is, this year is very much like the 1960s. We had a lot of rain many times, and there were 4th of July's when it was so cold at night that you had to have a heavy jacket on just to watch the fireworks. So I just think it's just a cycle in the weather.
All right, Dan in Drummond, thank you so much. What about it? We've had a lot of cold Junes and even the cold 4th of July's. I remember a few of those. These things are cycles that happen in the weather, Mark?
I think we occasionally do get these cyclic type of high and low temperatures. That's how we end up with, we look at the 30-year average of temperatures and we come up with the normal temperatures after looking at those 30-year averages. And so sometimes it's higher than the average, sometimes it's lower than the average, and it just all results in a 30-year, average temperature for across cities across Wisconsin. There are benefits to the cool conditions is that the mosquitoes aren't as bad.
it's an ill wind that blows no one any good. Mark, some areas of Wisconsin have gotten a lot of rain in the last couple of months. How does the state's precipitation levels compare to years past?
Well, we were looking at above normal temperatures. I'm sorry, above normal precipitation for the month of May. I mean, most spots were about 2.5 to 3 inches above the normal for the month. March was below average, and April was closer to average. And so far in June, we're running a little bit below the normals at several spots. Madison's about 8/10 of an inch below normal. Milwaukee's about 2/10 of an inch above normal. Green Bay and La Crosse are both running about 1/10 to 1/2 inch below normal. So, it's up and down across the state. Very, very hit and miss showers and a few thunderstorms across the state so far this June. However, we are looking at more widespread showers and thunderstorms affecting the state, probably coming in Friday and then continuing off and on through the weekend.
No, just in time.
Yeah, and there is one added benefit to the showers, thunderstorms. It looks like we'll have a period of a more seasonal temperature, so I think people will be very excited about that. We should be more consistently in the 70s and perhaps 80s across much of the state, starting Friday and continuing into early next week, even closer to Lake Michigan and Superior.
Let's take a quick call from Steve in Milwaukee. And, Steve, we're almost out of time.
Not a problem. It's just a quick comment. You know how wonderful Facebook is. I'm bringing up memories. About 2 weeks ago, it showed me that the peonies in front of my house were in full bloom, and that's barely happening now. So I feel like we're 2 weeks behind spring.
Okay. All right. Steve says Facebook, a great way to keep track of what the weather was like in the past. So what can we expect these last couple of weeks in June, Mark?
I was taking a look at the long-term average, and it looks like we're going to stay with near or above normal temperatures right through the final 2 weeks of June. So that'll be good news. Everyone will be excited about that. And, with those warmer temperatures, though, will be probably higher humidity at times. So hopefully people won't get too disgruntled by feeling a little bit more humid. But I'm willing to deal with that as long as we get the warmer weather.
You know how it is, Mark. No matter what the weather is, somebody finds something to complain about.
That's just true.
Human nature. Mark, thanks so much for spending this time with us. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, John.
You too. Mark Kaminsky is a forecaster for the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee. I hope wherever you are, you have great weather today. This is The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.